KSL News Time is now 7:29. Emergency triple team traffic. Starting with you, Andy Farnsworth.
Brian, I-15 is already having plenty of problems for traffic heading from Draper into Sandy. We've got slowdowns from Bluffdale all the way to 106 South. That stretch alone is going to be in the 15 to 20 minute range. And now I'm backed up between 7200 and 53rd South, where we had a crash a little bit earlier. Of course, the big closure, I-80, out in Tooele County. The eastbound traffic will be diverted at the Dugway exit, westbound at the Grantsville exit. And for those of you on SR-36, you're already slow from a little bit after Mills Junction up to the I-80 merge. Eric Butler.
By contrast, down Utah County, we've got a good route right now. If you're heading northbound from Provo up to Point of the Mountain, that's your normal 20-minute travel time, as you don't have any accidents or delays along the whole stretch. Or State Street between Orem and Linden is a little bit busy right at 1600 North, that intersection for both northbound and southbound vehicles. Alicia?
Well, those of you southbound I-15, you're going to see some slow and go through the Layton area as you're heading between Layton Parkway and Kaysville, 2nd North. And then again, you're going to see slowing starting now through Farmington stop and go. And then you're going to be really slow and go through Bountiful. It looks like down into about West Bountiful, 5th South and Bountiful. That was an earlier stalled vehicle, and that residual delay is just having a hard time improving there. But once you get past it, North Interchange into downtown, looks like you're back at freeway speeds. For a top quality kitchen or bath with top quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.